This is The Lunch Bunch with Andrew Hawthorne and Company on VOCM. For the next half hour, we will peek behind the big stories we are all talking about today. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station. Now, your host of The Lunch Bunch, Andrew Hawthorne.
Welcome to The Lunch Bunch. It is Wednesday, December 11th, though you wouldn't really know it to be out there. This is practically high noon in July most days here in St. John's. It was 13 degrees when I got up this morning to come into work around 5 a.m. I looked back at my Facebook memories and had a picture of a foot of snow on Signal Hill with Cabot Tower in the background up there a year ago today. So, hey, whatever we're going with, I'll take this. I don't have to shovel it. Greg Smith is with us today. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Are you shoveling the heat out there? Or?
I'm loving it. Well, you just mentioned, like, a year ago we had all that snow. We would have been a month into winter at this time last year. I think it was, like, November 15th we saw the first snow land in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm liking it. Well, we got snow tonight, though. So.
We do.
10 to 15.
You know, I'm fine with it. If winter wants to hold off, you know, till May, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then just we'll just go right into
I wouldn't mind 24th, 25th, 26th, sprinkle.
Exactly.
Gone till May, and then a day, and then gone again.
Yeah. Speaking of snow, we've got a festive episode for you today, and with us for that is Chris LeDrew. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing swell. Welcome to the show. First-time guest.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Great to be here.
And you're one of the Machiavellian architects of this year's VOCM Happy Tree concert.
Yes. Yeah, I'm in charge of putting the band together and, you know, backing up our featured guests and stuff like that. So yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. We're going to be talking about that throughout the episode today. But most importantly for you, dear listener, is that it is going to be a really great time, and you have a chance to win free tickets to go to the Happy Tree concert, which is going to be tomorrow night. So all you need to do is call into the show here. I'm going to get that number for you. I don't even have it in front of me right now. What number is that? It is 273-5211, or if you're not within the sound of my voice, 888-590-8626. Call in that number and just give us a couple lines from the VOCM Christmas song. You know this song.
And Chris can't play along because I just printed the lyrics off for him, so it's kind of cheating.
Are people already calling? People are already calling. Yes, I'm ready for it right now.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, that didn't take too long. We've got somebody here. You need to sing some of the VOCM Christmas song, though. We've got a caller coming through in a sec. I think we're working on that.
Yeah.
But in any case, yeah, so you do need to sing a lyric or even say a lyric. You could speak sing it like Rex Harrison.
William Shatner, yeah.
William Shatner from the VOCM Christmas song. It's a classic song. It's got to be, Chris, it's got to be in the top Newfoundland Christmas songs of all time.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
My God. It's in our DNA.
Not many people ask which station I work for sometimes. I say the one that has its own Christmas carol.
Well, that's it, right? And tomorrow night's, you know, we kind of let the cat out of the bag, but we're hoping to... We're gonna make it happen. It's going to be a kumbaya moment. So all of our VOCM personalities have signed on to kind of host tomorrow night. And at the end of the night, I asked Chris to learn the VOCM Christmas song. So him and the band have been working hard. And we're going to sing it with the audience tomorrow night because why not?
Why not? Who else is going to sing it for you? It's got to be us. And it's got to happen, man. This song, this is childhood. This is a good song.
Well, here's the question for Chris, though. So this is a song that's you can't Google. You can't find the chords in any progression anywhere online. So how do you put a song like that together? Like, do you just listen to it 100 times and figure it out?
Yeah, listen to it over and over is pretty much the you know, the only way to learn it. And, you know, they kind of type out the words and the chords and stuff like that.
Listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, and then you realize when you start playing it, oh, my God, I've heard this song a million times, right?
It's an earworm, too.
Yeah,
okay. So
yeah.
Well, let's see. Maybe Barb can help you out. We've got Barb on the line here. Mm-hmm. Are you there, Barb? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for calling into the show. Barb, can you sing us a line of the VOCM Christmas song?
Well, if I know what the song is, I can.
If you know what the song is.
Okay, well, it's the VOCM Christmas.
Yeah, we can
song,
help you
so,
out.
Yeah,
yeah, it starts, if you're feeling lonely and blue, and there's, so, you know, do you want to take it from there? Turn on your radio, and you don't have to be alone. You know this one?
No, I don't know.
You don't know it?
Oh.
Well, listen, I'm going to.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll keep listening because we're going to get someone who knows it.
We're going to get somebody who knows it. We're going to play some of the song on a little later, but thank you for calling, Barb. I appreciate it.
All right, Barb's gone.
That was Barb. All right, somebody's going to call in and have that song, and we're going to play a little bit of it before you, we go to the break here. But, I mean, it does have to be legitimately difficult, Chris, to piece together a song just from a clip. Like you said, it's not... Like, there's no tabs for it on...
Well, Chris is actually probably going to develop that for VOCM.com now, I guess. And then
that'd be nice.
We can, you know, sell it as a donation for the Happy Tree or something.
Or just keep it in the archive in case we ever need to do this again.
Exactly. It's the bootleg version.
Yeah. Well, the only version of it that's there is on YouTube, and it's from 10 years ago on YouTube.
90% of the folks are retired from that video right
now. Exactly. A lot of classic. Vince Gallant is on there.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I think we've got Betty on the line. Betty, are you there? Betty, can you hear me?
Can I hear you?
Betty, can you sing me a line from the VOCM Christmas song?
Yes, if you're feeling lonely and blue, just turn on your radio.
All right, Betty, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, I'd love to be going to the Christmas show.
You're coming to the Christmas show, Betty. We got two tickets for you that are going to be here at the front desk here at VOCM at 391 Kennout.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. Stay on the line. Dave is going to get your details for you, so we'll have that waiting for you, okay?
Okay, Merry Christmas.
And sing it very loud with us tomorrow night. I want to hear you from the audience.
Yeah, you got to belt it out for us, okay? Because we need the help. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go to a quick break here on VOCM Lunch Bunch. When we get back, we're talking about the VOCM Happy Tree Concert. You stay tuned.
If you're feeling lonely and blue, there's one thing that you can do. Just turn on your radio, and you won't have to be alone. 'Cause Christmas time is here. From all of us behind these microphones, to you and your family at home, have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas this year. All of us at VOCM Radio hope this year you'll come to know lots of Merry Christmas, lots of Merry Christmas cheer. Take the time to call a friend, cherish every moment you spend around the Christmas tree. Just give a little love and you will see that Christmas time is here. From all of us behind these microphones, to you and your family at home, have a Merry Christmas, have a Merry Christmas this year. All of us at VOCM Radio hope this year you'll come to know lots of Merry Christmas, lots of Merry Christmas cheer.
This is the Lunch Bunch on VOCM. Now back to Andrew Hawthorne and the Lunch Bunch on VOCM.
We're back. We're talking Happy Tree Concerts, and we're having a good time. Joining me here are Chris LeDrew and Greg Smith. How you guys doing?
Grand.
Good, sir.
We've been doing good. Do you think we can belt out with VOCM? I'm not going to make you.
I'm going singing. Off mic for that tomorrow night, just saying. No one needs to hear me singing.
Yeah, if you want to hear more of us singing or people completely unprepared to sing the VOCM Christmas song trying to sing it, then you'll have to come to the show tomorrow night and see how we do. The Happy Tree Concert tomorrow, December 12th. And it's been going for 45 years.
The Happy Tree campaign itself, it's 45 years now here in St. John's with the Salvation Army and the Avalon Mall. Of course, you probably know a bit of the backstory, but VOCM Care is actually spawned and formed because of the Happy Tree campaign.
That's incredible.
And the need for families. So VOCM Care is 40 years in 2019 doing some amazing things. And, you know, the need for families and stuff is really what spawned a lot of the ideas for the Happy Tree Concert this year. We're bringing in those school choirs and stuff. So we kind of want to keep that tradition rolling as well, right?
Well, it's about the community, right? Being in the community, having those community choirs and voices coming in. But, I mean, you know, it's incredible. VOCM Cares is so ubiquitous in the community now. You see it on billboards and all of the work that they do with the Salvation Army and otherwise. it's crazy to think that the umbrella of VOCM Cares came out of this one idea.
You can just see the need with the like Renee Lovelace was here yesterday, major with Salvation Army on Target. We were talking about every year that need continues to grow more and more. They need 10,000 toys this year to match the need here with, you know, families with that campaign. So,
and specifically around the province, they've had some issues trying to get those toys too. So you can find information on that on VOCM.com. So you've got this big legacy of a concert, 45 years, you know, all of the good that VOCM Cares has done has come out of that. Chris, no pressure. how do you run a concert like that?
In what way? Like just like logistics and stuff? Or?
Yeah, like you've got to kind of organize these acts, like picking who is going where. Do you feel pressure from the legacy of the concert?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a really important concert. And for me, you know, as a musician, especially in a theater environment, especially, you know, under the banner of VOCM, I think it's really important that the quality is there and, you know, and everything is practiced and rehearsed and honed really well. Usually every year, the choice of the featured artists is primarily with VOCM and consulted with me, and we work it out that way. And, you know, luckily in the province, we don't have any shortage of people to choose from.
Yeah, really.
You know, so this year we have a wonderful, wonderful, you know, set of acts. We have, of course, Bud Davidge. Everybody,
I mean,
knows.
Captain Christmas,
Captain Christmas,
like the top Newfoundland Christmas songs, top Newfoundland songs of all time, right? And you're going to hit Sim and I on that, so.
Huge,
huge. That's pretty exciting.
And we got Jason Greeley, who's he's one of my favorite singers that come from Newfoundland. Actually, he's got such a strong voice. I love to hear him sing, and so it was a pleasure playing with him as well. He did very well in Canadian Idol there a while back, and so everybody knows Jason's name. And also Sherry Ryan, who was, you were just mentioning, that she was female artist at Music NL last
year. She's the reigning female artist of the year, 2018.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great songwriter, great singer. And actually, she has a song, a Christmas song, where she duets with Mick Davis from the Novaks. So we've asked Mick to come along as well to join Sherry on that song. And then Mick's also going to sing a song in that set. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Wow, this is cool. A lot of cool stuff, a lot of surprises happening. And, of course, you yourself are going to be playing with the Happy Tree House Band.
Yes, we're going to be singing a song as the band, and we're also going to be doing the VOCM song as well, which we're looking forward to.
We apologize in advance for
that. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So we call it the Happy Tree House Band. I always refer to Chris as Chris the Druid and the Kringles. Can we like settle on a name? Can
Chris
we call you
the
Kringles?
Kringles
from now on?
Yeah, Chris and the Kringles was always that was always what we were. But this year the poster came out and it just said Chris the Druid and the Happy Tree House Band. So I assumed that the name's changed. That's cool. I'm easy to get along with. You know,
I want to call you Chris and the Kringles.
Oh, we're going back to Chris and the Kringles. That's good. I like the House Band is good if we were hosting the Tonight Show. That's okay.
That's true. That's true.
But it's going to be like the Tonight Show with all of us singing that song tomorrow, let me tell you.
If we've got Happy behind the desk hosting the Tonight Show, my next guest, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I'm for it. So that's obviously a lot of cool stuff that's going to be happening there. We're talking about great Newfoundland classic music and stuff. And like you said, you can't throw a snowball without hitting an amazing artist here in Newfoundland. What is your desert island? Desert island isn't very Christmassy, I guess. But what are your top like Newfoundland holiday classics, or even holiday classics? Let's broaden it out.
Well, to broaden it out, I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of rock and roll Christmas songs.
Sure.
Like I really like the
Mariah
Kinks.
Carey.
Oh God, I don't like that.
No,
I don't like that song. But it's okay. Lots of people do. It's great that we have different opinions. No, can't do the Mariah Carey, but I do love the Kinks. Father Christmas, give me some money. That's great. Also, Tom Petty. It's Christmas all over again.
Man.
Run Rudolph, Chuck Berry. So I always go. Like I've always toyed with the idea of taking Brothers in Stereo, because myself and my brother have talked about this, like doing a rock and roll Christmas album, taking all of the rock and roll classic Christmas songs and doing those as opposed to doing Silent Night and all of those other ones, right? Because there are a lot of great, I mean, A Spaceman Came Traveling is a really cool song.
Yeah, Krista Berg.
Yeah, Krista Berg. So I like that stuff. And Chris Rea, Coming Home for Christmas and all that.
Yeah, you Christmas know? Please Come Home. That's for that's me.
I like that one too.
Screaming it out, you know?
Yeah, so I kind of fall into that, you know, into sort of, you know, into that arena.
The Rockin' Christmas?
Yeah.
What are you saying? What do you think about this, Greg?
Mr. Irish Newfoundland here. Got to go all Newfoundland, right? You know, Sim and I, Shanny, all those classics, you know. There's too many in the name. I mean, Dave and Aubrey, You know, Santa's beaming like us. Like,
I mean, even the Mummers song. You know, Bud Davidge is going to be at the concert tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I imagine you don't realize you're writing the Mummers song when you're writing the Mummers song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had Bud in. We did a feature a couple of weeks ago on all the music that he's written, Christmas wise, and you know, the Mummers song. He said is just pretty much what he remembers when he was mummering and growing up, and he just pretty much all those pictures in his mind, he just wrote them to paper, and that was
it. And I mean, it almost single-handedly revitalized the practice. Like, there were mm-hmm. people in Newfoundland that didn't even hear of it before that song came out.
That's right.
And suddenly it was everywhere, and now we've got parades, we've got festivals all over the province, mm-hmm. and people keeping the tradition alive that was almost gone in the 80s when the song came out.
I could definitely cause a bit of a stir here now, though, but like, any mummers allowed in, all great. The best Simonite Christmas song is Christmas Fancy. That's a beautiful song. I'm just saying.
And he'll be playing that one, too.
He'll be playing that one, too, yeah.
Okay, there's mummers at the door, and they're in a fighting mood, so I just want to let you know. We're going to take a quick break and go to some commercials when we get back. We're on the VOCM Lunch Bunch. We're talking to Chris LeDrew and Greg Smith about the VOCM Happy Tree Concert tomorrow night, December 12th. I'm going to be there. You better be there, too. Stay tuned.
It's your town, and Linda Swain has it covered. On Target St. John's, coming up today at 1, right after the Lunch Bunch, here on VOCM. Now back to Andrew Hawthorne and the Lunch Bunch on VOCM.
We're back. I'm speaking with Chris LeDrew and Greg Smith about the Happy Tree Concert. That's going to be happening tomorrow, December 12th, over at Holy Heart Theater. And we're all going to be there, including myself. Mm-hmm. We're all going to be on stage. We're all going to attempt to sing. But luckily, we're not the only people singing. There's actual choirs
Thankfully.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the professionals on board, too.
Yep. One of those, Chris LeDrew. Chris, you're doing stuff hard as it may seem. You're doing things other than the Happy Tree Concert out there. It seems like this would take your whole year. But what else are you up to right now?
Well, right now I'm currently in the middle of recording a new solo album, which will be my fourth solo album. And when I say album now, I use that word, you know, kind of...
it's not really an album anymore, hey?
Yeah, it's not
You might as
really.
Well say you're putting it on tape.
I know.
Right?
Eight-track. I'm releasing an eight-track only.
Well, like, four albums, though, is a career that spans a lot of changes in the industry.
It does, yeah. I recorded my first album in 1997 when things were, different. They were different then. And, and then, you know, my second one was in, it was like almost like every 10 years, which is kind of weird. Although my third one was only 3 years ago, I'm proud to say. But, yeah, things have changed. I mean, now a lot of artists are primarily releasing online through streaming. Because most of the record-buying public or the former record-buying public now just purchase streaming contracts. Or
exactly.
They rent a catalog of music monthly, right, kind of thing.
Yeah, nobody owns it anymore, really, at all.
No, it's this kind of thing. It's almost like going to the library kind of thing. Like, you got your library card, basically.
The library is free.
Yeah. That's true. The library is free, thanks to the government stuff and whatnot. But, so we pay $10 a month, and when I say we, I mean, like, you know, most people now are streaming. Mm-hmm. So when you're an artist and you're going to put a record out... you're really up, it's up to you now what you do. It's kind of freed you up. Yes, on the downside, you don't have sales anymore, but on the upside, artistically, creatively, you can kind of do what you want. You can release a single at a time, you can release three or four songs at a time,
release a 20-minute single, like change the format, I guess.
You could certainly do that if you want, because you're not really under the constraints of radio as much anymore, because radio is different as well that way. So you're looking at creating your own thing, whatever you want to do. So I think I'm gonna either make a full album and release it, or just do like a 6-song EP. Now I'm working with my good friend Corey Tedford, who is an amazing artist himself and a great producer. So he's producing it with me, and we're currently talking about what we're gonna do, whether we're gonna keep going and make, you know, right now we've got 4 songs completed. And others we're working on. So we're deciding now whether we're going to do like a 6-song EP or release a full album. So it's kind of up to us right up until the last hour, which way we want to go out.
What you do.
Right?
So. It's interesting. I was speaking with Eastern Owl earlier this week, and they've done the same thing. They've got an album that's getting all kinds of notice and awards. They've got the entire thing for free on SoundCloud. You can buy it as well, and you can buy the music on iTunes or what have you. But you can also stream it all. That's a bit financially shakier than selling CDs, I imagine. But like you said, the creative end at least is wide open. So what creatively do you find you've got this infinite canvas? What do you find that you want to put into that?
Well, I think it's more about in what you don't have to worry about anymore. Like, you're not trying to, like, you don't, like, I think a lot of artists in the past, you know, if you were with a label, then a label had you in a box and wanted you to be a certain way and sound a certain way to fit into their promotional plan for you,
mm-hmm.
right? Basically to make their money back off you.
Yeah, they get, like, you are this type of artist,
that's
so you
right.
make this type of music.
Yeah, so it needs to sound a certain way, needs to be a certain, you know, the subject matter of the lyrics matters and stuff like that. So you're basically, you're being managed by all their entities. But mm-hmm. when you kind of do your own thing now and you put it out, you know, so for me, I'm kind of like just going, you know, and, you know, in sort of, you know, working, collaborating with Corey, you know, we're just doing what we feel, you know, we're just making this music the way we want to make it in whichever way we want to make it. And, you know, in some ways that's going back to, you know, going way back decades and decades before the music business, you know, because a lot of people don't, some people don't realize that, you know, recorded music as a saleable commodity has only been like, say, 60 years or 70 years, like as a big multi-billion dollar business. You know what I mean? So now we're kind of coming out of that, right? So artists are starting to realize, okay, you know what? We are now not in, we're now on the tail end of that, you know, recorded music as a saleable commodity. So we're just, you know, people are, you know, musicians are making their money off live music now and merch sales.
The
and,
live experience
exactly.
of seeing you, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of why, you know, that's why it costs like $800 to see Bruce Springsteen now. Or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, they're, you know, like people are just charging way more now because they have to make it up somewhere and, you know, $300 to shake someone's hand and whatnot and everything. Like, just money, it's coming from other places, right? And
well, how can, when your album's coming out, obviously there's still some work to be done until it's finished.
Yeah.
And you're still working on it. How are people going to find out about that? And then we're going to tell them about the Happy Tree before we close up here.
Well, yeah. I mean, when, you know, on social media is what where we all find out our stuff now, right? So I'll just post my, you know, things I'm doing there. I post, you know, the, you know, when we're in the studio working, I post pictures of that and whatnot. And when it comes out, I'll put the links up to where people can hear it and stuff like that. So, like you said, you know, the band you mentioned, Eastern Owl, they're, you know, like most artists have their music streaming on their websites anyway now for free. Anyway,
yeah. Right? So you can check it out and figure it out, and then go to the concert.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I look forward to trying to ruin your beautiful music with my voice tomorrow at the Happy Tree concert.
I can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. A good time. Yeah. The Happy Tree concert is tomorrow, December 12th. Greg, how can people get tickets for that?
HolyHeartTheater.com, in person at the box office, 579-4424.
And what time does it start?
7 p.m. sharp.
I look forward to seeing you there, folks. That has been your VOCM Lunch Bunch. I'm going to be at that concert, too. But first, there's another Lunch Bunch at 12:30. And first before that, there's an On Target St. John's with... You,
me,
Greg?
And Music NL.
Oh man, Greg! So stay tuned for that. That's happening in just a second. Thank you for listening, and have a very pleasant Wednesday.